This is the Wave of Living Water, the K-Wave Radio Network. Good morning, 9:32. Brian Perez here, joined in studio by Robert Baltadano, the co-host of Generation 242. How are you, Robert?
Doing great.
How Wonderful. Are you? I'm doing all right. And we've got a guest on the phone here. His name is, well, I'll let him introduce himself. Hello, Pastor Malcolm.
Yeah, it's me, Malcolm Wilde.
Good morning, sir. You're the pastor of Calvary Chapel, Merritt Island in Florida, right?
I am.
Yes.
Yep. Now, Pastor Malcolm, obviously you've had a history with Pastor Chuck Smith and he's influenced your life in so many ways, your ministry. You know, let us tell us right now a little bit about, you know, just your relationship with Pastor Chuck and how the Lord has used him in your life.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Brian, it's very strange waking up this morning to a world without Pastor Chuck Smith in it. And I would have called yesterday, but, you know, it was just a bit too emotional to do that. But thought we'd try and call today. But I first saw Pastor Chuck at the height of the Jesus movement when my friend and I, Malcolm Lowing, were over there and did a concert, a Saturday night concert. And my life would never be the same. I never heard or saw worship like I did there, and just glimpsed Chuck at that time, and wouldn't know that a few years later I would actually be on his staff at Costa Mesa. And I remember this day, him walking me across the parking lot, stopping and picking up a cigarette butt, and taking me to my office. And I was there for more than 7 years. I had the privilege of going through the Bible with Pastor Chuck a couple of times and learned a lot, of course. And had some wonderful experiences and wonderful memories with Pastor Chuck that maybe a little insight that some don't have, because I was able and privileged to see him ministering outside of Costa Mesa, outside of Calvary Chapel, and over there in England. When he went over with us, he was invited to speak at the Keswick Convention, which is sort of historically a really big deal, and watched him there. Had a wonderful time with him there.
Pastor Malcolm, when you said you were here at Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa for 7 years,
yes.
When you felt led to it, did you move on to Florida after Costa Mesa?
Yes.
Okay.
We did.
Now, when you felt the call of God to move, and you told Pastor Chuck, how did he react to that?
Well, he was very encouraging. In fact, you know, at that time there was no Calvary Chapel in Florida. There was only a couple on the East Coast, really. And the church that I was coming to already had some people at it, and it was not a Calvary Chapel. And I said to Pastor Chuck, well, Pastor Chuck, you know, it's not really a Calvary Chapel. And he says, oh, it will be, because you'll be there. So, you know, he was very encouraging. Of course, Kay was really encouraging, too. And I remember her saying to us as we were leaving that she said, the same reason we love you here, they will love you there. And it was just such a wonderful, encouraging moment that we had there. One of my most memorable experiences for me, though, was at Keswick, where in England, where I actually sat in a fish and chip shop with J. Edwin Orr and Pastor Chuck Smith discussing the history of revival. Mm-hmm. That was a real memorable time. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. And to watch him as a street preacher, you know, we were there on the streets, and watching him preach there, and it was just exciting to see a different side of Pastor Chuck.
Yeah, street preacher. I haven't heard about that. That must have been
new.
Yeah, well, we were in Keswick, and one of the things that they do there, they have this meeting during the week. It's a tent meeting there at Keswick Convention. It's very historical. Hudson Taylor and Morgan and others, of course, all spoke there in past times. And they have an open air meeting on the streets of Keswick. And we were there in the crowd watching some guy up there preaching, and Pastor Chuck was there with us, and me and another brother, Richard Cimino, were standing there with them, and these biker guys drove up and pulled up and started kind of watching and listening. And he said to me and Richard, "Get your guitar. Get up there." We got our guitar, got up there, did a few songs, drew these people in, and Pastor Chuck got up on the stage and preached on Jesus the Revolutionary. And it was awesome. He just at the drop of a hat just got up and communicated to these non-believers, and he got us on there at Keswick to do music, which was a remarkable thing, because they just didn't have like rock and roll bands doing worship, and they really didn't want us to do it, but he arranged a pre-service concert, and people came to the Lord. It was a pretty awesome thing.
We're talking to Pastor Malcolm Wild from Calvary Chapel Merritt Island in Florida. He's sharing his thoughts about Pastor Chuck. Robert, you wanted to ask him something?
Yeah, Malcolm, one thing that has impacted my life when it comes to with Pastor Chuck and the study of the scriptures and all that, but one thing is servanthood. And like you had alluded to earlier, that Pastor Chuck was a servant in heart. How did that impact you? And then as you went out to plant a church, how did that impact you and the people that you serve under, or actually that you were serving?
Yeah, and that was one of the great lessons, the big lessons that I learned just by observing and, listening to Pastor Chuck teach. And not only that, but watching people who seem to be inspired by him around, of course, the Mesa, and then, of course, Twin Peaks, and then later on, of course, the Marietta Commerce Center, just seeing how people served in a way that prior to that, I don't think I'd ever really experienced, and it was all his example. And so we try to sort of emulate that, and I don't know if we do such a good job, but we try. He inspired us to that we're to be servants. And that was a big part of the message that I gleaned over those 7 years or so.
Yeah, I mean, even in Bible college, he came up with a class called M199, which is servanthood.
Yep.
You basically, you mop floors, whack floors, clean toilets. I mean, he just, it was awesome, you know. And when I went to Bible college, that was one of the things that impacted me. At first, I was like, why am I paying for a class like this? It just doesn't make sense. But now, I see that the impact it had on me and how his design was just to keep you humble.
That's very good that you mentioned that, Robert, because I think, especially in this day and age of mega churches, et cetera, that people might see being a pastor as some kind of a glorious, I'm the pastor.
Right.
I get to teach the people on Sunday morning. And I heard somebody say, I don't know who it was, but it could have easily been Pastor Chuck who said it, that the pastor is supposed to be a shepherd. The shepherd smells like the sheep, or at least the shepherd is, and a lot of times we see pastors that kind of put themselves on a pedestal, but
well,
Chuck didn't
well,
teach
Pastor
that.
Chuck had us. There was a season there in that 7 years that we, me and Justin Alford as a team together, cleaned toilets. So that was part of our responsibility there once a week. And different guys did different things, and it showed you that we were supposed to be able to do anything.
Because you can. What do you say to somebody who is in a maybe they're serving at a church right now, and maybe they are doing something like cleaning bathrooms and things, and they're thinking, why am I doing this? How do you encourage them?
You do everything you do as unto the Lord. I think that's what Pastor Chuck taught us, that everything you do, whatever your hand finds to do, you do it for the glory of God and do it as unto the Lord. And what a privilege it is to serve the Lord.
Amen. Well, thank you, Pastor Malcolm Wild from Calvary Chapel Merritt Island in Florida.
Yeah, you're welcome.
God bless you, brother.
God bless you.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Today, the staff of K-Wave join you in mourning the loss of Chuck Smith. Chuck Smith and Calvary Chapel have played an important role in the evangelical movement. K-Wave is part of his vision, his gift to you. God used him in great ways, and his memory will be with us forever. Thank you for continuing to pray for his family and for those that are mourning his loss today. Chuck Smith is home.